WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. Your daily dose of motivation and strategies to conquer that to-do list before your coffee even gets cold. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and let me tell you, life can throw some curveballs our way. Like, seriously, sometimes it feels like the universe is playing dodgeball with our emotions. But here's the thing, we don't have to be defenseless. Today, we're diving deep into something powerful. Building resilience through emotional intelligence. Ever felt overwhelmed by stress? Like a pressure cooker about to explode. You know that feeling when you snap at someone over something totally insignificant? That's your emotional intelligence whispering, hey, buddy, we need to work on this. Emotional intelligence is basically your ability to understand and manage your own emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as recognize and influence the emotions of others. Think of it like having an internal GPS for your feelings. It helps you navigate those tricky situations with grace, empathy, and a whole lot less screaming matches with your significant other. Here are 5 key takeaways to turbocharge your emotional intelligence and build that unshakable resilience. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. This isn't about being overly dramatic or analyzing every little thought, although a little introspection never hurt anyone. It's about understanding your triggers, those things that send you spiraling into stress mode. Maybe it's traffic jams, demanding clients, or even just an empty fridge. Once you know what sets you off, you can start developing strategies to manage those reactions. You wouldn't walk into a hurricane unprepared, would you? Treat your emotions with the same level of respect and planning. Emotional regulation. You're in as a master. We all have moments when our emotions run high, it's human. But mastering emotional regulation is key. It's about finding healthy ways to express those feelings without letting them control you. Deep breaths, a quick walk in nature, journaling, even just taking 5 minutes to meditate can work wonders. Imagine your mind as a garden. Cultivate those positive emotions and weed out the negativity. 3. Empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes. This isn't about agreeing with everything someone says, it's about genuinely trying to understand their perspective. It's like having a superpower that allows you to connect with people on a deeper level. When you practice empathy, you build stronger relationships and navigate conflicts with more understanding. Remember, we all have stories behind our actions, even the ones that seem frustrating. Therefore, communication is key. Clear, honest communication is essential for building strong connections and resolving conflict. Think of it like this. Your words are like bridges connecting people. Be mindful of the language you use. Listen actively to what others are saying and express yourself with respect and authenticity. 5. Self-compassion. Your best friend. This is about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially during challenging times. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, offer yourself a little grace and remember that you are capable of learning and growing from those experiences. Think about a time when your emotions felt out of control, maybe a heated argument or a stressful work deadline. How did it play out? Now, imagine approaching that situation with the strategies we've discussed. Self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, clear communication, and self-compassion. See how things might have unfolded differently. This isn't about becoming a robot devoid of emotions. It's about harnessing your emotional intelligence to create a more fulfilling and resilient life. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing those emotional intelligence skills. Now, go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. We're all in this hustle together, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.